The factories ran well enough before you came there, Mallow.
Yes, Sut, so they did. At about 1/20th the profits, even if you leave out of consideration the cost of reconversion to the original pre-atomic state. With the industrialist and financier and the average man all against him, how long will the Commodore hold out?
As long as he pleases. As soon as it occurs to him to get new atomic generators from the Empire.
And Mallow laughed joyously.
You've missed, Sut. Missed as badly as the Commodore himself. You've missed everything and understood nothing.
Look, man, the Empire can replace nothing. The Empire has always been a realm of colossal resources. They've calculated everything in planets, in stellar systems, in whole sectors of the galaxy. Their generators are gigantic because they thought in gigantic fashion. But we, our little foundation, our single world, almost without metallic resources, have had to work with brute economy. Our generators have had to be the size of our thumb because it was all the metal we could afford. We had to develop new techniques and new methods. Techniques and methods the Empire can't follow because they have degenerated past the stage where they can make any really vital scientific advance. With all their atomic shields, large enough to protect a ship, a city, an entire world, they could never build one to protect a single man. To supply light and heat to a city, they have motors 6 stories high. I saw them. Where ours could fit into this room. And when I told one of their atomic specialists that a lead container the size of a walnut contained an atomic generator, he almost choked with indignation on the spot. Why, they don't even understand their own colossi any longer. The machines work from generation to generation automatically. And the caretakers are a hereditary caste who would be helpless if a single D-tube in all that vast structure burnt out. The whole war is a battle between those two systems. Between the Empire and the Foundation. Between the big and the little. To seize control of a world, they bribe with immense ships that can make war, but lack all economic significance. We, on the other hand, bribe with little things, useless in war, but vital to prosperity and profits. A king or a commodore will take the ships and even make war. Arbitrary rulers throughout history have bartered their subjects' welfare for what they consider honor and glory and conquest. But it's still the little things in life that count. And Asper Argo won't stand up against the economic depression that will sweep all Corel in 2 or 3 years.